Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. The hysteria amongst liberal Democrats has never reached this level in American history. The case is the swinish congressman from New York named Stephen Israel, someone I have never heard of. Yesterday he put out a hateful, lying press release claiming that Michael Savage and other hosts were spreading dangerous lies about the swine flu. I invited this swinish congressman to debate me on the show today. His flack, his mouthpiece, his spokesmouth, said that Rep. Israel won't go on Michael Savage's show, blah, 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 and that we should go to the CDC website for the most complete information and safety measures. My reply to Representative Israel is this. Representative Israel is a disgrace. Tell the fraud I have an earned PhD in epidemiology. While he was going to Nassau Community College, I was doing major field research. He's a coward. And so this is what it's come to in America. Low-life grifters who are congressmen will spread lies, and they won't debate. You know, the fact of the matter is, epidemiology hasn't changed in hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Whether it was an ancient village or a modern urban society, the rules of epidemiology have never changed. Find out the source of the infection, cordon it off, and prevent people from leaving that area in order to contain the illness. Now, I wouldn't expect a man of this low caliber to understand anything about epidemiology. I understand that Representative Israel represents certain lobbying groups who are very unhappy with people such as myself, who understand the way to control an epidemic is to contain the people streaming in from the locus of infection. Let's see what we can all agree upon. The disease began in Mexico. Is there anyone who refutes that? Well, you'd be alone if you refuted that, because virtually every health official in the world says it began somewhere in Veracruz, Mexico. Okay, so it began in Mexico. Now, we have the liar-in-chief, Obama, saying that would be like closing the borders would be like closing the barn door after the horse has gotten out. Well, Mr. Obama, you know it's not a horse, but it's horses, because common sense would dictate that if many others are ill with the flu or are walking around with the virus, you want to keep them out of a country where they don't belong to begin with because they're not citizens. And so you would slam the barn door closed to prevent the other ill animals from getting out of the barn. That didn't stop all the liars in Congress who are beholden to illegal aliens and their mobs from putting out the big lie that anyone who dares speak medical truths is a hate monger. Well, I invited this great, daring community college lawyer to come on the show and debate me, and he won't go on the show to debate me. So I'm going to ask you, the listener, particularly those of you who live in New York, to send Congressman Steve Israel an email. And if you gave him money, why don't you tell him you're not going to give him any money anymore, because he's a disgrace to the word truth. You know, truth never changes. The truth never changes. And if you pick up any textbook in epidemiology, as I did when I was a graduate student, the rules haven't changed in a very, very long time. First, you find the locus of infection. You then try to close down the source of the infection if you can. But at the very least, you prevent the migration of individuals who are sick out of the locus of infection. Mexico is practicing common sense rules. They've closed down businesses and schools. The Mexican officials are more honest with their people than are the liars who run this country. The Mexican officials are more honest with the people in Mexico than are the thieves and criminals who are running this country. Now, I stick by those words. Do you know that the border agents in Mexico are wearing face masks? But Janet Napolitano will not permit our border customs and border agents to wear face masks because she doesn't want to look like she's a racist. Do you have any idea how far we have fallen as a rational population to have this low ilk running this country? Let me repeat it. The Mexican Border Patrol agents in Mexico are wearing face masks. The schools are closed. The businesses are closed because the officials in Mexico are out to protect the Mexican people from those who have the virus, the swine flu virus. Our country is filled with such con men and liars that not only will they not permit a truthful debate to occur on this issue of swine flu, but they won't even permit border agents to wear flu masks for fear of offending the lobbyists for the radical immigration mobs, incidentally. So I stick by my words, and I suggest you go on to michaelsavage.com and you read my monologue from yesterday, and I'll read it to you if I can still find it. I don't know where it is, actually. I think it's still up in that article, but I don't know where it is, actually. I can't find it. I had it up yesterday. It's somewhere up there. I think swine flu or swinish. Here, swine flu or swinish thinking. And here it is. Now, let me go backwards in time. Let me repeat again. I had a call from the Associated Press again today from a young black reporter. I know he was young and black because I saw his resume. And I said, you know what? I want to speak to a young black reporter. I have found young black reporters to be somewhat, to be honest with you, more willing to listen than young white brainwashed liberal reporters. How do you like that? And generally, young black reporters have to prove themselves that they're holding to a higher standard. So I said, look, before we begin to this AP reporter, the article will be out tomorrow. I have no idea what he's going to write. But before we begin, I want you to understand that I have a PhD in epidemiology and human nutrition from the University of California at Berkeley. He said, I didn't know that. I said, well, my listeners know that. I said, I'm the only one in the American media who has a PhD in the field that is related to the swine flu. I know something about epidemiology. He said, good, good to know it. I guarantee you that will be in the article. Then he went into the standard, well, immigrant groups are saying, by saying this, you are scapegoating them. You're going to make people fear them. I said, I can't change the rules of epidemiology. I can't alter human common sense. Okay? So I said, let people do what they want to do. I can't control what people do, but I can control the truth. In other words, if I'm going to speak the truth, let it be the truth. And if Steve Israel, the great genius who went to Nassau Community College before he became some grifter lawyer in New York and then clawed his way into the Congress, if he won't debate me, what does that tell you about your government? And so I'm asking you, you people of New York, why don't you send Steve Israel an email, a message, and tell him you're never going to fund them again? And I'm going to read you swine flu or swinish thinking, and you decide for yourself. And incidentally, before I go on, this really technically should be called the Mexico flu or the Mexican flu. The 1918 flu was well known as the Spanish flu. Many cases of flu that disseminated throughout the planet after that were called Asian flu because they originated in Asia. But when the vermin took over the thought control mechanisms in this country, the low-life lying thieves took over thought control in America, they no longer would name it for the country of origin. But technically, this is known as the Mexico flu. They give it H1B1A, and all of the little men and the puppets in the media go along with it because they're too stupid to understand that they're being used as puppets. And the reason you need a designation for country of origin, when you know it, is to make certain people don't go to that country, and they avoid people from that country while the flu is disseminating. Common sense, isn't it? Well, apparently your government and Steve Israel have no common sense. They deal in lies. Steve Israel is the kind of man, in my opinion, who would have been very satisfied to work for Joseph Stalin in the Soviet Union. This is Stalinist behavior. Don't debate with anyone you disagree with. Instead, call them hate mongers. Well, I invited him on the show, and he won't come on the show because he knows he has no ground to stand upon. And so now I'm going to read you my monologue that I wrote yesterday. So it appears now that the swine flu, which I have dubbed the Janet Napolitano flu, is now on the verge of becoming a worldwide pandemic. People have now died in American soil as the result of this disease, which if handled properly, could easily have been kept out. Government offices and restaurants are being closed across Mexico. At latest count, 16 states in this country have closed schools. It may be higher now. That was yesterday. But what should have been closed first and foremost were the borders. Stop people from Mexico, where the disease started, from coming into the United States and spreading it further. Close down all trade and travel between the United States and Mexico. All the known cases of this disease can be traced directly to someone who had traveled to our good neighbor to the south. But the government has ignorantly and stupidly refused to do the very thing that is necessary for survival. Again, its liberalism has proven to be a mental disorder. Piggish thinking is enabling the spread of the swine flu. You have Obama saying that it wouldn't do any good to close the borders because that would be closing the barn door after the horse got out. Ignorance, stupidity. At that point, why didn't some journalists ask the great Mr. Obama a simple question? What about additional cases of swine flu that will come into the United States from Mexico to spread the disease even further? It may be in the country now, but wouldn't it prevent more illness and more deaths if they were to shut down the borders to stop the contagion? Apparently not to the government of the United States of America. Apparently, all the crooked employers in the United States that employ illegal aliens think their bottom line is more important than thousands of people getting sick. Apparently, the owners of companies who send goods into the United States with Mexican truckers think that their business trumps the health of the nation. And apparently, the airlines are so concerned with their business that they wouldn't dare allow this administration to stop their flights, even if it means the health of thousands of Americans could be preserved. So that's my position. You would think that the genius with a law degree who has clawed his way into Congress, Steve Israel, who put out a hateful memo, which, by the way, resulted in the firing of one talk show host in Boston. I don't know the good man, but he made some comments I wouldn't have made, but he made them. And he was fired from a station in Boston. I am not dealing with hyperbole about Mexico or Mexicans. I am dealing with medical and epidemiological realities and facts. And let me reiterate for you. If you pick up any textbook in epidemiology, the rules have not changed from the beginning of the field. Go back to Edward Jenner and see how he stopped the spread of a disease. And by the way, he's the father of epidemiology. That's something that I guess Steve Israel didn't read about in law school. I'll be right back. Savage.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind which one you are. I'd like to wake
up. It is the Savage Nation. I am reading you an email interaction between Michael Savage, that's Dr. Michael Savage to you, and the office of Community College Representative Stephen Israel, Stalinist from New York. I mean, the D next to the names now should change to S, New York, Stalinist, New York. Because guys like this are Stalinists, they're not Democrats. I believe John F. Kennedy would turn over in his grave if he knew that lowlifes have taken over his party who won't even debate, but instead engage in saying, you're a hate monger. Well, why don't you prove you're right, Steve Israel? And I, again, I'm asking those of you from Long Island and New York to send Steve Israel emails, faxes, and mail telling him you're not going to fund him anymore. This is an outrage. It is something that I would have expected to read about having gone on in the Soviet Union. But to go on and say that you refuse to be part of my show because I'm only in this for ratings and that you want people to stay informed by visiting the Center for Disease Control's website, the CDC is a political organization. It is not a medical organization. Yeah, it contains the latest news on the flu outbreak, but it's all lies. It's all propaganda. Whatever Obama wants, Obama gets. There's not a doctor worth his salt in the CDC who wouldn't agree with me. Not one. You could contain the epidemic by closing the border with Mexico. Would there be economic ramifications? Yes, terrible ramifications. But you have to decide what's more important to you, the short term or the long term, the health of the nation or the immediate economic health of the nation. You've got to decide. Now, I want to say this. By all appearances, this flu right now, the swine flu, there's no human or avian viruses in it, according to the latest studies that have come out. It's all swine. It's a zoonotic infection, and incidentally, that's something Mr. Israel wouldn't have read in his law books. Zoonotic infections are infections that spread from the animal world into the human world. There are other examples, such as syphilis, but I described that to you last week, the origins of the syphilis epidemic. It was thought to have originated with the Spanish conquistadors who went to South America and had intimate relations with llamas, where a syphilis-like disease was prevalent, and the Spanish conquistadors brought it back to Europe. That's the thinking about how syphilis came back to Europe. I mean, you don't want to hear these embarrassing things, but that's the reality of medicine and science. And the reason I originally went into science was to get away from politics. I couldn't stand the liars in politics when I was young, and the older I get, the less I can stand these Stalinist pigs, to be honest with you. New York City, WOR, go ahead, please, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. My name is Jim, and I've had a personal go-around with this fraud, Steve Israel, myself, just recently, in email and letter exchange. And I can tell you the fact is that the man is an absolute liar, and it's not with respect of the swine flu. It was actually on another topic that we had exchanged emails. And
well, how come he won't debate me if he's so concerned with the truth? He says I'm spreading dangerous lies. If he knows that to be true, why doesn't he come and debate me and let the people decide?
Well, listen to this. This man is a liar, and I can tell you why. I wrote him an initial letter, and I said, listen, I have a question with respect to Obama's constitutional eligibility.
Hold it. I don't want to get into that now, please. You know, I understand it's a big problem, but as far as I'm concerned, right now I want to stay focused on closing the border. It's an obvious solution to this problem. And when you have low-life politicians spreading hate like this, they're only going to make more Americans sick. Carol has something very interesting to say out of New York. Carol, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. Have you noticed that this Stephen Israel, or for that matter, not one liberal, has opened their mouths about Cuba shutting their nation down to Mexican travel to and from?
Well, no, I haven't noticed that, but that's because they love Fidel Castro's economic system and his Stalinist island. But when it comes down to Fidel's control of disease, they apparently are blind.
So it's hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. This man is spreading dangerous, hateful lies about the swine flu. He will not debate this. He refuses to debate me. He won't even recognize the fact that a flight has been diverted to Boston after one single passenger complains of flu-like symptoms. Are you aware of the fact that our emergency rooms are being swarmed right now by illegal aliens who are flooding into our emergency rooms for free medical care, and there's nothing that the emergency room doctors can do but treat them, or they're liable to get sued or fired? Are you aware of that, that they're swarming over the border right now?
But why isn't anyone? Why don't we hear one liberal saying that Cuba is a racist nation because they shut down their...
Because liberalism is a mental disorder.
Savage.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. 'Twas not so long ago.
Michael Savage is running around with the torch of liberty while he still can, before these little men, these Lilliputians like Steve Israel, try to shut down the torch of freedom and the torch of truth. He will not debate me, but I have a little more information for the rest of you listening to the Savage Nation. China has just suspended flights from Mexico. Now, Steve Israel says there's no reason to shut down the border with Mexico. Steve Israel, the genius who went to Nassau Community College before he went to some law school or other, and God knows how he became a congressman, I could care less, apparently has no common sense. He won't even debate the issue. He cares so little about the truth that he spreads dangerous and hateful lies about Michael Savage and other talk show hosts. He's doing it strictly as a pathetic scheme to gather money from poor victims such as illegal aliens who probably give him money. The fact is that Cuba has closed the border to Mexicans. China, this came out minutes ago, just suspended flights from Mexico. I'll read you the article. China has suspended flights from Mexico to Shanghai, state media reported Saturday, after a Mexican man who arrived in Hong Kong from Shanghai tested positive for the swine flu virus. With a case of influenza A and confirmed in a flight from Mexico, the Chinese government has decided to suspend flights from Mexico to Shanghai and East China, the Xinhua agency reported the foreign ministry is saying. The report said China had notified the Mexican government and airline companies about the decision, quoting sources from the ministry. When the flights will be resumed depends on the situation of the pandemic control. The report also said that the Chinese government was considering sending a charter plane to Mexico, listen to this, hold on now, to collect Chinese passengers who had planned to fly to Shanghai from the city of Mexico on May 3. The move by the Chinese government came as the first confirmed case of swine flu in Asia was recorded in Hong Kong Friday after a Mexican man who arrived via Shanghai tested positive. The 25-year-old Mexican man arrived in Hong Kong on Thursday from Mexico via Shanghai on China Eastern Airlines flight, whatever. More than 300 guests and staff at the hotel where the patient had briefly stayed were placed under quarantine for 7 days. Now, this is China. They are protecting the population. While we have people in this government, all the way up to Obama, who refuse to do what's necessary to protect the American people, in my opinion. More than 300 guests and staff at the hotel where the Mexican patient had briefly stayed were placed under quarantine for 7 days as officials announced, quote, draconian measures in a bid to contain the flu virus. The Mexican government, meanwhile, raised its confirmed toll of 15 dead and 328 people infected as the country began a five-day shutdown until Tuesday to halt the virus' spread. Now, I want to go back to the earlier interview today. As I said, an AP reporter called me. Normally, I wouldn't respond to them, but I looked him up. And as I said, he's an African-American reporter and a young guy. And I figured, you know what? I trust African-American reporters now more than I do the white liberals who are totally brainwashed. I know it's an odd statement coming from a conservative talk show host, but I have found that African-American reporters, in a way, are more sensitive to people who have lied about them and maybe lying about people like me than would the brainwashed psycholibs from Hades. So I did the interview. He asked me an interesting question, amongst others. He said, what about AIDS? He said, during the AIDS epidemic, when it was at its peak, people were afraid to shake hands and they didn't get the virus. Then I said, you're right. I said, you're absolutely right. AIDS is a very difficult virus to spread. The HIV virus is very difficult to spread. I said that in 1982, and I say it again in 2009. Had the HIV virus been easily transmitted, the whole world would have had the HIV virus by now. But you see, it was a very difficult virus to spread. You had to, and you have to engage in certain behaviors to spread the HIV virus. It's very hard to spread. It is not spread by shaking hands. But the complete opposite is true for flu viruses, whether it's this one or others. Common colds and flu, as you well know, can easily be transmitted by sneezing, coughing, shaking hands, touching food, whatever. Doorknobs, shopping carts, airplane seats, coughing in an airplane. And so, you know, Vice President Biden, for all of his gaffes, told the truth yesterday, and he was stepped on by the liars in his own government. I feel bad for Biden. You know, Biden has a mixed message, a mixed record, rather. You know, on foreign policy, I agreed with him all along. I thought he used to give great speeches. I liked him. I thought he was smart. Yeah, he's a liberal Democrat, but so what? The fact of the matter is he was right when he said he wouldn't ride the subway. Then he said he would. So there was one politician who they say put his foot in his mouth. No, he told the American people the truth. My hat's off to Joe Biden. I don't expect anything in return. Not at all. No, it's okay. I don't want to play the Biden clip. The fact of the matter is I am a national treasure, and I'm going to repeat that. If I am the last person in the media who has the brains and the guts to tell you the truth about this disease or about other things, I should be listened to. I should be debated. I should not be marginalized and rejected by the other side, because that only shows you their lack of ability to hold an argument. The one thing I like about England is the parliamentary system, where the prime minister has to take questions from the opposite side and defend his positions. It was always a pleasure for me to watch this, particularly when we had such an inarticulate president last time. Now we have a glib sophist for a president. Look up the word sophist. Maybe you didn't read that in law school. We have a sophist for president who is very, very good on the delivery and very, very poor on the substance. And sophistry has its limits, but we know that politicians specialize in it, and we accept it. But when it comes to disease prevention, we cannot listen to politicians. And so you have to know what's going on around the world. China suspends flights from Mexico. Cuba suspends visits from Mexico or Mexicans. But America won't even let Border Patrol agents wear masks for fear of looking like they're racists. Border agents want permission to wear flu masks. Now, ask yourself a question. In Mexico, the Border Patrol agents all wear flu masks because they're commonsensical. In the United States of America, the union that represents Customs and Border Protection is not being permitted to wear their members to wear masks. Their supervisors told them to remove their masks at the San Ysidro crossing. This is insanity. This is suicide. And this flu epidemic, whether it be now or in the fall, could turn out to be Obama's Katrina. Let me repeat that. The 1918 flu originated first in the spring. and it appeared in a milder form than later. Later in the year, when the flu season arrived in the cold months of November, etc., the virus came back in a mutated form and wiped out a good portion of the earth. And I am hoping to God this doesn't happen, obviously. It could affect me as well as you, as well as anyone else. Common sense would dictate that a nation that cares about the health of the people would do everything in its power to inform the people and to protect the people. China does. China is. Even Mexico is protecting its people. But the Stalinists in the Democrat Party are doing the exact opposite of what is necessary to protect the population. And they will not at all debate me. Instead, they want to just try to berate me. 1-800-449-8255, phone number, San Francisco, KNEW. Jeff, go to the Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mike, how do you close the borders when the majority of people bringing this virus back to the U.S. are citizens that live here? They're picking it up on vacation.
I understand that, but wouldn't it have made sense to prohibit travel to Mexico as of last week?
What if they didn't know that the swine flu just came out a week ago? People there.
That's what I just said. So why is the government continuing to act as though there is no swine flu?
I don't know that. But
why would China suspend flights from Mexico today? Well, they're saying, well, let's reduce the number of people coming in from Mexico with the virus. Isn't that logical to you?
Yeah. But what do you do about the people who are citizens of this country?
Wait. Let's take one step at a time. Of course there are people who've gone to Mexico and come back. And of course there are illegal immigrants who've come in for treatment. We understand that. So would logic dictate that you permit more people with the virus to come into the country or as few as possible?
As few as possible.
So how do you do that? You suspend flights in and out of Mexico to start with. You close the border with Mexico. You permit customs agents to wear masks. You take commonsensical approaches. This government won't even permit a discussion.
So the people that live here, they're on vacation in Mexico, they may have the virus, you keep them in Mexico until they're better or they die or what?
Well, now you're changing the discussion. Now you're asking about treating people who are already in Mexico. That's a separate discussion, is it not?
You're saying close the borders to Mexico. What about people who are citizens of this country that are in Mexico traveling on vacation or whatever?
Well, they can be quarantined in Mexico and treated in Mexico until they're better.
In China,
more than 300 guests and staff at the hotel where the patient had briefly stayed were placed under quarantine for 7 days as officials announced draconian measures in a bid to contain the virus. The Chinese government understands what an epidemic can do to a nation. They've almost been wiped out from flu epidemics in the past.
So you think it's reasonable to keep a U.S. citizen in Mexico with a basic flu virus until they get better?
Well, what would you suggest? Bringing them back into the country with the virus?
I haven't heard anything that indicates this is anything more dangerous than any typical flu, other flu virus.
Oh, so it's nothing to worry about. So the Chinese government is wrong, and all the other governments that have suspended flights in and out of Mexico, they're all wrong. Only Obama is correct.
People died of regular flu.
The only person who's correct in the world is Chairman Obama. Is that correct?
I don't know what his stance is.
Well, the fact is that you're buying the government's lies hook, line, and sinker. You're not using common sense, Jeff. If you try to apply common sense, you'll get the right answer. People are not stupid. 1-800-449-8255. Closing the border is an obvious solution. Banning flights in and out of Mexico, obvious solution. Other countries are doing it. Now, if you say this is demonizing Mexicans, you're wrong. If you say this is fomenting hatred for immigrants, you're insane. This is commonsensical disease control and prevention. The rules of epidemiology have not changed in ages. Find the source of the infection. Once you do, try to control it at the source. Don't let people come out of that area into the general population. Don't go into that area until this is abated. Common sense. But apparently the people in America have lost common sense. They rely instead upon thin men with Lilliputian brains. Apparently they have all had intellectual lobotomies in the Obama administration. 1-800-449-8255, Sacramento. Greg, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage. My son is a doctor at a county hospital here in California, and they are literally getting overrun with immigrants that are coming in now, not only because they have colds or sniffles, but because they all believe they have this swine flu. So we're
Well, sure. Well, it's all free. You see, they don't have to pay 10 cents for their treatment. And I've been in emergency rooms last year three times for some serious stuff. And every time I was there, they were bringing children in with as little as a common cold. And the entire family enjoyed it. They got a translator. They got a nice warm bed. They got really intelligent, expensive doctoring. Why? They don't even have to pay $5 for the visit. That's because we live in the stupidest nation on earth.
You're absolutely right. The numbers in the emergency
room. If you made anyone coming into an emergency room pay a minimal fee, let's put the flu aside, you would stop seeing illegal immigrants flooding in for basic care. And that is what they are doing now. They've been treating common colds in emergency rooms for years because the illegal knows that the gringo has to give it to them by law. That's because of the cowardly politician. That is why the country is going bankrupt in the healthcare system. Okay. Other countries have closed their borders. China just suspended flights from Mexico. Maybe Representative Steve Israel can call a Chinese premier and call him a racist. Maybe Steve Israel, the great, brave Steve Israel, who won't go on a Michael Savage show, can say that the premier of China is spreading dangerous, hateful lies and that China's only doing it to be part of a pathetic scheme for attention. I encourage you to use common sense. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist, your voice is calling.
It is. You know, isn't life ironic? I have mild symptoms of the flu myself. I was trying not to talk about it, but I have to for a reason. I was planning to go to Las Vegas tomorrow to cover the fight, the big fight. And I told you I was iffy about it to begin with, but I was going on a friend's private plane, so I figured that part of it is not to be worried about, whatever. Well, I woke up this morning, my hands were ice cold, I had a slight fever, I couldn't hardly move and all of that. So I said to myself, how am I going to tell my audience that I might have the flu? They'll say, well, did you get it from an immigrant? Wouldn't that disprove your contention that closing the borders would stop the flu? After all, you didn't associate with an immigrant. I said, well, I don't know if that's true. Let me explain why. Over the last few, you know that I eat in restaurants all the time. I complain about them all the time with a rare exception. On Wednesday, I was in San Francisco. I ate in a Chinese restaurant. Then I ate in an Indian restaurant. And last night, I got some takeout locally. I'll leave the place out of it. I like the owner. And I've been sick since last night's takeout. All you got to do is look in the kitchen, and you know most of the kitchen workers are from another country. It's just the way the world is today. How do I know what was in the food? So I did what I practiced. I practiced what I preached. I told you what to do. I blasted myself with ascorbic acid to the point where I couldn't tolerate it. And then I took my secret dose of vitamin A drops, which has always been amazing for the children going back to the beginning of their childhood. We've avoided antibiotics almost their entire life when they were babies. Vitamin A drops in a certain amount. They're very, very powerful, immune-enhancing. Of course, they're, you know, vitamin A is a tricky substance. You have to limit the amount you take because it's fat-soluble and all of that. Unlike vitamin C, which is water-soluble, and you'll just eject more than you need. Vitamin A, you can really overdose on, so be very careful with it. But anyway, I did other things, you know, certain herbal teas and this and that, and I went on the air. And even my dog, Teddy, the poodle, is looking sick. I don't know. You know, they mimic. You know, dogs are mimics. I was laying in bed right till before the show. He was laying in bed. So that's the way dogs are. They're the greatest mimics on earth. And I'm suspecting that I may have the first case of Puman flu, which is a cross between the poodle and the human. I may have Puman flu. It may be the first case of Puman flu. It's possible that Teddy brought it in the house. What do I know? He goes in the street. And, you know, he sticks his nose where, oh, God, you wouldn't stick your nose. Dogs are dirty creatures. The Muslims are 100% right about that. You know, there's wisdom in every sphere of life, if you can only cull out the germs of wisdom from the rest of it. And I'm very fanatic about a dog when he comes back in the house. I mean, we have wipes for their feet and their mouth and their hair. You know, you bring them in, what, you're going to kiss their hair? You kiss them on the head? Well, they just rub their face in terrible things in the bushes. And people don't understand that dogs and cats are carriers. In fact, 30 years ago, I remember when I first wrote Healing Children Naturally. I don't know if this theory still holds up. I haven't any idea. But there was some linkage in the epidemiological literature between childhood leukemia and cats. And I remember that was a theory, and it came and it went along the lines of some other things. But I was fanatic at the time about not permitting my children to be anywhere near cats. Even if there was a just smoke, I didn't want them to go near cats. I'm super allergic to cats to begin with. You put a cat in a room with me, my throat closes up within 3 minutes. I have almost an anaphylactic reaction to cats. It's not psychological, it just is. Dogs I don't react to, particularly poodles, which are known to have the least allergenic fur. So, as I say, I may or may not go to Vegas. Before the show, I wasn't even going to go on the air. I was so wiped out that I could hardly get in front of the microphone. The guys know it, too. And I don't know what it is, but the show itself, for me, is a tonic. Getting up and being able to express my views in the best way I know how, and getting up and being able to use my education to help the American people, to carry the torch of liberty, to show you what kind of lies there are in the government, actually empowers me and gives me strength. I am a national treasure. I always have been. For the last 20 years, I've been a national treasure. And if we had had a rational government, they would have recognized that they need men like me. I am the salvation for America. I am the man that they need to listen to and debate. I am the man that America needs. Men like me are as rare as just about anything left in this society. And so instead of trying to excoriate me with lies, Representative Israel, and incidentally, your ancestors fled a country, no doubt, where tyranny of the sort that you want to promulgate was rampant. And yet here you are enacting the very same sort of tyranny through your lies and your refusal to debate the truth. What a sad state it is to see this in this country today. But Representative Steve Israel is not the problem. He's a symptom of the problem. And the entire Democrat Party should put an S next to their name, not a D. Unfortunately, most of them are not Democrats, but Stalinists. And so, as I say, if you want to do the right thing, you'll understand that the truth never changes. And the only way to arrive at the truth is through discussion and analysis, Mr. Israel.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Talking about the swinish congressman in New York and the swine flu, we are talking about the fact that Representative Steve Israel of New York will not debate me on the issue of the hateful lies that he and the government are putting out about the swine flu. The fact is that China has suspended flights from Mexico. Cuba has closed its border to Mexicans. Airlines are cutting back flights to Mexico. Everyone knows commonsensical techniques to reduce the incidence of this disease, with the exception of Obama and his minions of Stalinists, who would rather put their politics ahead of the health of the nation. And so that's the sad state of the world that we're in today. Mexican illegals are flooding into U.S. hospitals for free flu care. Every doctor will tell you the same thing. They've been doing this for at least 10 or 15 years now. They will go and, if a kid has a common cold, they'll make you pay the bill. God knows how many thousands of dollars, but you've been paying it. So if you think that illegal aliens are free, you're mistaken. And they say, well, you shouldn't be talking about illegal aliens and the flu. Well, if I shouldn't be talking about it, can you good liberals who have been brainwashed explain to me why China has suspended flights from Mexico? Why have they suspended flights from Mexico if I am wrong? The answer is I am correct. the truth is getting out around the world, and common sense is taking over in every country of the world except America, where truth has disappeared under Obama. It was bad enough under Bush, where so many truths had been distorted. But now we see the almost total eradication of reason and truth under this this sophist Obama and his minions who are repeating the big lie over and over and over again. And rather than me reading for you again my monologue, Swine Flu or Swinish Thinking, please go to michaelsavage.com. And I want to mention my website again for another reason. I believe that I see what's coming. I believe that these Lilliputians like Congressman Steve Israel, who will not debate men like me because they can't, because they know they're wrong, or they don't have the intellectual capacity or the knowledge base to do so, particularly on an issue like this, they're going to try to shut down talk radio directly through one means or another. And I'm prepared for it, incidentally. If need be, well, we have some tricks up our sleeve, which I won't tell you about. But if I have a fail-safe method. And my fail-safe method is that if all else fails, if they should ban the truth or, let us say, a different opinion on talk radio, if God forbid that day comes that we're living in the ex-Soviet Union, that when little men like Israel get their way and shut off all debate, I will simply broadcast my show on michaelsavage.com. I will do a web broadcast if it comes to that. I don't know if it will, but I'm telling you, I will continue to speak. Now, that then leaves you the next question. Will these minuscule men, these Lilliputians who are afraid of debate, close down the internet? They're working on it. Your friends, isn't it ironic that you liberals who claim that you want this and liberation and freedom are actually the opposite of everything you've said you were? Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Aren't you ashamed of what you have become? John F. Kennedy would be ashamed of you. He'd be very ashamed of what you become. You won't even debate ideas. Instead, you just say it's hateful and you're attacking immigrants. Well, if I'm attacking immigrants, can you explain to me why China has suspended flights from Mexico? Can you explain to me why Cuba will not permit Mexicans to fly into Cuba? Can you explain any of that to me, Mr. Israel, or does the cat have your tongue? There are many other topics around here, but even some public health officials in states are breaking free of the grip of the Obama minions in the highly politicized CDC, and public health officials in states. If you read the Associated Press article, I have it up on michaelsavage.com. The headline is Public Health Officials Warn of Migrants with Flu. They know what's going on. They say as illegals from Mexico take summer jobs, public health officials, that's in states, not in the federal government where there is no public health official worth a salt, are fanning out to intercept them at food lines and churches in hopes of stemming the spread of deadly swine flu. That's going on at the state level. And that's because your lying federal government refuses to act. They refuse to do what's necessary to protect you, the people. They've kept the borders open, and they will keep them open no matter what happens. 1-800-449-8255. MichaelSavage.com. There are many other topics. I don't want to reiterate them. I will be here with you till the bottom of the hour, at which point I'm going home and going to bed, because I believe I have the first known case of Pullman flu. Now, whether it came from Teddy, my poodle, or not, I do not know, but he is exhibiting similar symptoms to my own, and I have a smashing headache. My bones are cold. I got to go home and take some more vitamin C in the mega dose level. I guess Steve Israel hasn't read that information. He'll go to his good doctor, put him on an antibiotic. He'll take a nice antibiotic and go to Beth Israel Hospital, huh, Stevie boy? The best. You got the best, don't you, Steve? You know everything. Idiots like that take antibiotics for viral illnesses. They haven't any idea what they're doing, but they're in charge. New York City, WOR. Dino, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Mr. Savage? I just wanted to say that it's ridiculous, these comments that I hear, and like, we shouldn't close the borders to the Mexicans and this and that. I mean, even if I had the swine disease in Mexico, it's my duty as an American citizen to make sure that I don't spread it to anybody else. If the government told me, listen, you have to stay, or you're going to stay in quarantine, or we're going to treat you in Mexico, I wouldn't have any disagreement.
Right, but the Mexican government itself will not protect American citizens. They could put the Mexican military on the border with America and say, no, you're not going into North America. We don't want you to spread the disease. But they are so cynical, they won't even do that. But they're prohibiting, within their own nation, the travel. Of this nature, they've closed down businesses and schools and sporting events.
Of
So they know what to do to contain the epidemic, but our own government won't do what's necessary to contain the epidemic here.
We have, the problem is we have a nation of fools, people who listen to CNN, people, you know, to anybody who they hear on the TV.
Well, look at, you know, listen to me. You don't have to have a PhD to understand common sense. Everyone listening to this show, you could have gone to grade school and you know common sense. You've known since childhood that when someone's sick, you stay away from them. Isn't that true?
That's 100% true. And you know,
common sense is that unless it's a necessity, you care for them. You don't certainly use a toothbrush of a relative who's sick. You know, you make them stay in a room and you try to stay away from them. You treat them well, and that's the end of it. Common sense, you know what to do. But our country now is run by fools who don't even have common sense. On a population level, they're doing everything necessary to make sure that this disease spreads, not to contain a disease. I have an obligation to use my education and my abilities to spread the truth, and that's all there is to it. I don't care about this little Lilliputian from Long Island. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Michaelsavage.com. My allegation is that Obama is a sophist. Look up the word, S-O-P-H-I-S-T. He certainly is not the first sophist in government, nor will he be the last. It was written about by Aristotle or Plato. I forget which one. I'm a little slow on my uptake right now. But sophistry has ruled the political world for well over several thousand years. In other words, they're BS artists. But he is a particularly articulate BS artist. He has a nice voice, and he can give a good speech, but he says nothing. Often he ridicules himself in the same statement. The Euros are onto this. They, even liberals in Britain, said the man can sure go on. But what does he actually say? The answer is very little. You know, there's a singer, an old singer named Tony Bennett, who did a song called I Left My Heart in San Francisco. This is an astounding story. And I don't know if we linked it up on michaelsavage.com. I saw it this morning. I could not believe it. Here is an old songbird who says, wait, I got to quote him exactly. Here's an old songbird named Tony Bennett who says that we should, I want to be exactly right here. I can't even find it anymore. Does anyone have that article where he says that we should listen to everything Obama says and agree with him? Something along those lines. It just shows you what years of living inside of clothing bags does to a human being. It just shows you what entertainers know about anything, nothing. And here he is, an old songbird, basically a canary, an old canary who sang, I left my heart in San Francisco 50 years ago, whatever. And he's quoted now saying, we should all listen to Obama and do everything he says. I mean, it's astounding to me that this man is being quoted as though he knows what he's talking about. Unbelievable. New article came out today that the governor of New York, the so-called governor, who is probably one of the biggest fools in the history of the governorship, has had to pay out $300,000 in state tax money to a white state photographer who he fired in order to hire a black photographer. You talk about naked racism. You talk about naked racism. It doesn't get lower, or shall I say higher, than Governor Patterson. Until you look into the Obama administration. I'll be right back.
Savage. Who wrote the book of love? Tell me, tell me, tell me. Oh, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from
Obama? Here's something you won't read in tomorrow's propaganda sheet. Obama's ratings have slid. His press conference has dropped by 29%. Wednesday's press event drawing the president's smallest primetime audience since his inauguration. People are tired of I'll put it nicely, the sophism. The telecast to mark Obama's 100th day in office was viewed by 28.8 million people, according to Nielsen. That's a 29% drop from the president's last press conference on March 24 and a 42% fall since his first on Feb 9. Feb 9, 49.5 million. March 24, 40 million. April 29th, 28.8 million. So I think people have had enough of the sophism, and of course he will remain to be popular amongst those who have very low IQs and cannot think along the lines of entertainers who have spent their life inside clothing bags singing. Could you play I Left My Heart in San Francisco for a minute? I mean, I always liked this song. What do I know about Tony Bennett? The guy is a nut, an old canary. What did he say exactly, Baywood? He said we should listen to Obama and do everything he says.
San Francisco.
mean, look, he's a canary. It's along the lines of Sean Penn. I think that they go to the same pharmacy. Because with the swine flu, people have to go to a pharmacy every once in a while. And I think they have the same pharmacist. It's hard to say in San Francisco. There are many pharmacists around, but I don't think it's the Jell-O. All right, thanks, Tony. For politics, we won't turn to you. We'll turn to Michael Savage. That's all. 1-800-449-8. Woman's flu-like symptoms divert flight. China stops all flights to and from Mexico. Justice Souter retiring to read. That guy is a bore, by the way. Thoreau is one of the biggest bores I ever had to read. I had to read it in college. I don't know why people made such a big deal out of it. It was so boring. He was a crank, you know, and he was a real crank, Thoreau. Got in trouble wherever he went. Justice Souter said that he's going to leave to read Thoreau in a mountain cabin. Good. Good for you. He says he feels that every time he sits on the Supreme Court, he has to take an intellectual lobotomy. I like that line. He's right. Particularly with the Ruth Bad Girl Ginsburg next to him. How could someone be 89 years old and still be rational and sit on the Supreme Court? How is that possible? I guess he's going to replace Souter with a conservative or a moderate. I think Obama should really replace Souter with someone from Europe. I think we need someone with a wig from Brussels, the child molesting capital of the world. We should have somebody from the world court sitting on the Supreme Court next. Do you know that his role model, one of his role models, Obama's role models, was FDR? Do you know that FDR could not get his way with Congress? At one point, he tried to raise the number of people on the Supreme Court. Beowulf, wasn't it to 16? 15. He wanted to raise the number of jurists on the Supreme Court to 15 in order to control the Supreme Court, to show you the lineage that Obama comes from and how dangerous a man this man really is, you know. Houston, Texas, DeVito, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, I adore you. I have so many.
I know, in a masculine sense, I get it.
You know what? You're the one voice in this crazy, crazy country we're living in.
Is it that a congressman, Steve Israel, says that he won't debate me about swine flu because I'm spreading dangerous lies? If I'm spreading dangerous lies, wouldn't this genius with a law degree be able to wipe the floor with me?
Michael, they can't even call it swine flu.
Can you imagine all the dummies like Wolf Blitzer, the minute the government said no longer call it swine flu, call it H1B1, B1H1 flu? I mean, and they immediately fell in line, all the little clothing store dummies on the television sets. It was shocking to see how compliant these jerks are in the media.
That's all they are.
The correct name for it is the country of designation. It's the Mexico flu. That's what it should be called, Mexico flu. That should be the popular name, Mexico flu. You don't want to call it swine flu because it offends pig farmers. So call it what it is, the country of origin, Mexico. When the 1918 flu was known as the Spanish flu. They didn't feel the Spaniards would get mad. When I was a kid, we used to have Asian flu strains in New York. No one said, get mad at Asians. We still went to Chinese restaurants. Nobody got mad at them. We understood that the flu came from Asia. That's all. Well, you can't use common sense anymore, DeVito.
No, sir. You cannot.
I'm blessed. I grew up in an age of commonsensical men. They were all immigrants. Not one of them took a nickel of government welfare. They would rather have thrown themselves off a fire escape than accept a dime in welfare. And they struggled their entire lives for a better life for themselves and their family. They were the best immigrants America has ever had. My father's generation of immigrants were the best generation of immigrants this country has ever seen.
My grandfather was one of them. Came here from
Naples.
That's
right. That's correct. That is correct. You look at some of the churches, particularly in the East Coast, and you look at the stonemasonry. Almost all of the stonemasons were from Italy, and they were basically illiterate men. They built churches. They cut the stones, and the churches are still standing, aren't they?
They are.
They didn't need a government handout to build a church, and they didn't need a government bureaucrat to tell them how to build a bridge. Take a look at the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. This bridge was built in, I think, about 3 years from one side to the other. 3 years. All the designers and engineers were white males. They did not have computers. They used slide rules. They did not have an EPA. They didn't have an EEOC. There were no lawsuits. The bridge was built. It's still standing. It's one of the most beautiful bridges in the world. Now take a look at what goes on today and what people have to go through to build a fence in their backyard, let alone a bridge. On that positive note, remember, the truth shall prevail and the truth shall set you free. Rick Roberts, enter stage right.
I would tell members of my family, and I have, I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. It's not that it's going to Mexico. It's you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft. That's me. I would not be at this point if they had another way of transportation, suggesting they ride the subway.
I've consulted with our public health officials extensively on a day-to-day basis, in some cases an hour-to-hour basis. At this point, they have not recommended a border closing. From their perspective, it would be akin to closing the barn door after the horses are out, because we already have cases here in the United States.
Okay. Well, for what that's worth. Glad to be with you. I'm Rick Roberts, sitting in for Michael Savage, and this is The Savage Nation, 1-800-449-8255. First of all, this is a red letter day for me. Well, actually, the other day was. Probably the first time in my adult life I have ever agreed with Biden on anything. You know, he wasn't thinking about being politically correct. He wasn't thinking about, what's the right thing to do for the airline industry? What's the politically correct thing to do for those border activists? He was thinking about himself and his family. You know, for a brief moment, we got a peek behind the Biden curtain, and he actually said something that made sense. He actually said something that made sense. He was talking about himself and his family. And you know what? I said the same thing. You know, I'm on a plane 2, 3, 4 times a month. I'm not getting on a plane for a while. Not for a long while. Not unless, you know, one of my friends want to, put me on one of their private planes, and that's probably not going to happen. But I'm not flying. I'm not flying. Because I'm not carrying state secrets. It's not essential that I be, you know, I can do my show from just about wherever I am. And if I'm stuck someplace, I can do the show from there. As long as I can reach out and touch the audience, that's what I'm going to do. I don't have to be on the plane. It's not as though, the world's going to stop spinning on its axis unless Rick Roberts is here. And that's not the way it is. And it's probably, I mean, when it gets right down to it, it's probably the same story with you. But Biden, all of a sudden, is a governmental piranha, right? Well, it's another Biden faux pas. No, it's not. He told you the truth. And as far as Barack Obama's analogy of, it's something akin to shutting the barn door after the horse has left. Well, sir, with all due respect, I grew up around barns and horses. And, yeah, you probably, if you're standing there and the horse gets out, you shut the barn door so the other 1,000 horses don't get out. Right now, you just got to go chase one. You leave the barn door open, you got to chase 1,000. How stupid does this guy think we are? It makes no sense. I look back at this. They're just hammering Biden left and right. And, hey, I'm guilty of that, too. I'll be honest with you. I don't like the guy. Don't like his politics. Don't like his mannerisms. Don't like his demeanor. Don't like his arrogance. But when he's right, he's right. And when he said, I wouldn't get on a plane, I wouldn't have my family get on a plane. You sneeze out in the middle of a field, no big deal. You sneeze in an aluminum cigar tube with 350 other people, you may catch something. That's the truth. That's the truth. You know, it's common sense. Just for a brief moment, some common sense escaped Joe Biden. Well, I almost ran off the road, but it did. So why all of a sudden now is he the bad guy and Janet Napolitano? Oh, what a piece of work this is. So in over her head, she has no clue. You know, this may be one of those things that, we didn't have to do this and we didn't have to do that. Or it may be, does anybody remember 1967? The Hong Kong flu killed 1 million people. You know, if you don't have to travel, don't travel. If your kid doesn't have an exam that's going to change the outcome of his academic career, keep him home. I took all kinds of heat. Oh, Rick, the airline. When I fly, they get plenty of dough. Unless they can guarantee me that they have health screened every person going through the cockpit door, no, I'm not going to fly. And you know what? They're not going to do that because they don't want to profile anybody. Let's go to New York. Ernest, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. How you doing, Ernest?
Good, Rick Roberts. Hey, it's a lack of common sense, Rick. Just plain and simple, man. You know, ask Obama, would he allow Malia and Sasha to ride the bus in Southern California or Southern Texas? Ask him that. Would he put Malia and Sasha on a bus? I doubt it. I doubt it.
Oh, man, there's so much common sense oozing out of every pore of your skin. It's not even fun. You must be one of those right-wing extremists. Are you part of the chattering class? Is that who I'm talking to here, part of the chattering class?
Hey, listen, I'm one of the few African-American conservatives out there who just see common sense in basic life, you know? And the bottom line is this. A lack of common sense leads to... undermining of the American system and undermining of American people. And when you put politics before people, you're talking about a recipe for disaster.
Amen, brother. That is the absolute truth. And you want to take that dynamic away from government inside the Beltway. You want to take politics away from being so demonstrative over the people that supposedly it serves. You start with term limits. You know, I told you this the other day on the Savage Nation, the repeal of this 22nd Amendment, which basically limits any sitting president to two terms. Well, believe it or not, a Democrat out of New York has tabled a bill that is hiding quietly off to the side, waiting to be brought out at the opportune moment, that would repeal that. And it wouldn't be the first time. FDR served three terms. But, I mean, most presidents realize that's not the way to go. Well, this whole thing from the swine. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me check the politically correct term of the day. What is it? Swine flu, Mexico flu, bird people flu. What can I? The H1N1 R2D2 flu. You know what I'm talking about when I say the swine flu. You know, Napolitano, she can't find her left shoe. Barack Obama has this arrogance that, well, if I tell the people this, they'll believe it. Biden's the only one telling the truth, and they're painting him out to be the town clown. Indiana, Melissa. Melissa, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Hi, Melissa.
Oh, how are you doing? Oh, God bless all of you, because I love listening to your program. It's the only place you can hear the real truth.
Well, if you want more truth, go to michaelsavage.com. There's a lot of truth there, too.
Yeah, but you know what? It seems like the whole country's in a trance, because even in God's word, it says, Jesus says that the last days people be only hearing stuff that their ears are itching to hear, and not the truth. And because I've talked to even my friends when Obama was running, and we don't know what he is or who he is, and they would say, "Oh, I gotta go see him." I said, "For what?" And they just didn't understand it. And with this flu, I heard somebody was talking about they want to put out a vaccine. Now you know what a vaccine does. When you put out a vaccine, you make a lot of money off of that.
Well, yes, but Melissa, did you hear this? And this occurred in the last 45 minutes, maybe not quite 45 minutes. It's just come across the wires. Do you know that the vaccine is now being hidden in a secret place, and it's being guarded by the National Guard? If it's not a big deal, if it's not, well, you know, yeah, it's a little sniffle, a cough. I wouldn't stop riding the airplane. I wouldn't cancel my trips to Mexico, even though Europe has banned the imports of U.S. beef and meat products and Mexican beef and meat products. And, excuse me, Continental has cut back its flights to Mexico. Even all of this is going on. It's not real. Well, Melissa, I wouldn't be alarmed, even though we're guarding the vaccines in some hidden, undisclosed place, and it's being, we are told in the last 45 minutes, it's now being guarded by the National Guard. You know, come on, we were born at night, but not last night. You know, they either treat us like five-year-olds that can't handle the truth, or they've got a totally different agenda, and we just don't get in on the punchline. New York, Bob, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Well.
Listen, Rick, just two things. This guy feeds off of negativity. Negative news. Pandemic fits right into that MO. This is what he wants. He wants to drag it out. He wants to come out the messiah, the hero. The only other possibility is that he's possibly not as bright and given too much credit for his intelligence that many people say he is.
You know what, Bob? I've thought of that. I don't mean to jump on you. I've thought of that. You know, in my quiet times that we all have where we sink back in that favorite chair and either with a sparkling beverage or, you know, a hot cup of coffee, and it's dusk and you haven't turned the lights on inside yet. And that period of time when you start reflecting on the day and maybe the week and different thoughts come to you, and you just kind of play out theories in your head. I've done that several times. I'm thinking, Maybe this guy didn't know, as they say in the South, come here from Sikkim. Maybe unless he gets his marching orders from Pelosi, Feinstein, Reid, I mean, go down the list. This guy's just sitting in front of a blank teleprompter, hands folded, nice suit and tie, waiting to be told what to say. I've thought about that as a scenario as well, Bob, and you know what? It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Absolutely. I agree with everything you just said. I really believe that the truth will set this guy free, and it'll set this nation free especially. And the truth is, he was advantaged by the greatest push. We don't know who paid for his education, and he is given credit for extreme intelligence. I mean, I heard somebody say last night, intellectual curiosity is what he lives off of, feeds off of. I don't see it. And I think that you have to take what you see, not what you think someone else believes. And as this gets through the meat grinder, I think he's going to be uncovered.
Bob, you may be more correct than we know at this point in time. All I know is I'm letting common sense dictate for me and my family. You know, I love this country. I love this country dearly. And I love this form of government. I think there are a lot of problems that need to be resolved. I think it's certainly time to start building a third party, without a doubt. I mean, they can't be viable for quite some time, but it's time to start that. There are a lot of things about this country that I don't like, but I have traveled extensively abroad, as Michael has, and he would probably tell you the same thing. It's the best thing going, unless we allow this administration to turn it into something that we left overseas. And nobody wants that. I don't think anybody wants that. Not even the people that voted for Obama want that. Hope and change, hope and change, hope and change. Hope and change for the sake of hope and change many times is not what you long for. And it's certainly not good for you. And this flu is just one more example. I heard, what was it? Somebody the other day said, this swine flu, Mexican, whatever you want to call it. It's Obama's Hurricane Katrina. Well, if that's the case, he's slower on the draw than Bush was. I'm sorry. If I don't have to fly, I'm not flying. Airlines, don't get mad at me. I know a lot of you by first name and on-site pilots, flight attendants. It's nothing personal, but there's no way I'm going to sit in that Sicard tube for 3.5 hours with 300 total strangers and breathe the same air. And, I actually heard somebody on, what was it, yesterday, day before, some spokesmouth for the airline industry. The air in an airliner is cleaner than it is in downtown. Please don't play me. You can disagree with me all day long, and I can disagree with you, but don't play me. North Carolina, Becky, thanks for waiting. Hi.
Hi. What I want to say is my husband is in the 18th Airborne. He's in his second deployment to Iraq. He's a staff sergeant, and it pisses me off when I hear him saying that we're treating kids flu over here for that are illegal immigrants from Mexico, when our 2-year-old son has a serious respiratory infection and the military insurance that we've been paying into for 5 years while he's serving this country doesn't want to pay to get my son treated when he's got a serious lung problem going on.
That's a crime. That's an abomination. That's unconscionable. I don't know what else I can say other than that you've been wronged and seriously wronged by your government, and it shouldn't stand, and the American people should be made aware of that. But aside from calling into the Savage Nation, how many other people know that military dependents are going without, while people that invaded this country and broke our immigration law, whether you agree with it or not, it's still a law, and whether you agree with it or not, we're still a nation of laws, they get free treatment. Now, somebody explain that to me. Somebody rationalize that to me. Please don't tell me that Chrysler needs our help and GM needs our help and these guys need our help and those guys. The people with boots on the ground that swore an oath, and they may not even agree with the conflict, but they're doing the job that they swore an oath to take. Those people should come first in every single instance, period. End of story. Now, they won't in this administration, and quite honestly, they haven't in some previous administrations. But that's the way it should be. That's the way the people of America want it to be. I was doing fine until I got that call. Now I'm upside down again. You can't let this stand. You absolutely cannot let this stand. All right. First of all, Michael, thanks for the opportunity to step in. And you heard just a moment ago, Michael, feeling a little under the weather. Godspeed, getting back to normal. Too many people need you, my friend. This is Rick Roberts, sitting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. We'll take your calls, 1-800-449-8255, the Savage Nation. Savage.
I want to welcome you as the newest members of the American family. As you notice, the Oath of Allegiance requires you to promise that you will bear arms on behalf of our country, something all of you have done bravely. Your service, your sacrifice, your love for our country are truly an inspiration to your fellow Americans. You join tens of thousands of service members who have become citizens in recent years. Now it is my honor and pleasure to invite to the podium your Commander-in-Chief and our President, President Obama.
Welcome to America, all the swine flu you can take. I would prefer someone to say to me, I don't like you, I don't like your politics, I don't like anything about you, and I probably never will. Rather than to come on with that fake smile and give me all this hyperbole, Napolitano should have been removed the day after she reads a read. Does this administration ever read anything? Well, our returning vets probably need to be scrutinized because they could be homegrown terrorists. What? What's that say? Period, comma, smile, look up to the camera, back to the script. Okay. Nobody reads anything. Only an absolute moron wrapped in an idiot would read something like that out loud. Okay, this is Rick Roberts, sitting in for Michael Savage. Michael, thank you for the opportunity to get well. You're on the Savage Nation, 1-800-449-TALK, 1-800-449-8255. That last lady's call, you know, the mom with the kids, you know, to use a cliche, keeping the home fires burning while the husband's been deployed, and we can't even check out the kids' lungs? You know, it's a sad state of affairs when they need to change their names to Hernandez, dress down a little bit, and say, sorry, have no home phone. They'll probably get immediate attention. I mean, that's, let's not even get me going there. New York, Tom. Tom, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Vic, how are you? Thanks for filling it for Mike. I hope he feels better. It almost seems like Obama has somebody pulling his puppet strings as he talks. It doesn't seem like he even knows what's going on. God forbid, and I don't wish any harm to anybody, what if one of his kids gets sick with the swine flu? Then what? Then what's he going to do?
Well, God forbid that would happen. God forbid anyone within the sound of my voice or their loved ones become stricken with this. But at the same time, it's almost when I listen to him talking in that soundbite delivering type inflection, and everything trails off to make a point. It's almost Walter Cronkite-ish. Good morning and welcome to the White House. I'm Barack Obama. Everything I say will soon come to pass, say ye. It's annoying, number one, but number two, it's almost like he lives in a separate reality, a reality that has been created, as you said, by a handful of other people. I do believe, Tom, there are the power folks behind him. And I don't think it's one or two or three, but a coalition, if you will. You know, we finally got a guy in the White House that will give every Democrat everything they've ever wanted in the last 30 years. You know, the stimulus bill, I'm still fuming over that. You know, we passed the largest stimulus bill in history, and we don't have time to read it. Remember that? Hey, if you don't do it, and I mean do it now, the American economy will go spinning out of control, never to recover. We'll all be low. Okay, well, then whatever you say, you're a smart guy. You're wearing the suit, and you're in what? Okay, sign it. What happened? Half the money they can't even find, but they promised to watch the other half. But they've already passed three or four bills since then. You know, we're looking at over $16 trillion. This guy spent more in the last 100 days than Bush spent in his entire term, including a war. And now the flu. I mean, look, it doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure out if it came from Mexico, let's secure that area. It's not a barn door analogy. You keep people there. That way you don't have to go chasing them all over the countryside. This is Rick Roberts, sitting in for Michael Savage on The Savage Nation.
Warning.
The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
This is a lot of fun. This makes so much of the hard work we do worth it to see this ceremony here today. It is my honor and my personal pleasure to be the first to address you as my fellow Americans.
Yay.
And welcome to your White House.
And to your White House. All right. Well, that's great. For some reason, unlike Chris Matthews, I don't have a tingle going up my leg. If I did, I'd worry about my sexuality, but that's just me, my opinion only. All right, welcome. This is Rick Roberts, sitting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation, 1-800-449-TALK, 1-800-449-8255. I want to remind you, if you get a chance, sit down, take some time, go to michaelsavage.com. Lady was calling about truth the other day on Michael's show. And then just a moment ago, a lady said, you know, they're looking for the truth. Well, look at michaelsavage.com. You're going to get information there you don't get from the lamestream media outlets. And, you can call me a right-wing extremist. You can call me whatever you want. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent, looking for the common sense in a thing. If it makes good common sense for me, my family, my community, my city, my state, my country, then I'm probably going to get behind it. And then I'll ask what the political affiliation is. And you know what? That's where most of you live. Very few of you are carrying the water for any particular party. It's like that pendulum of common sense. It swings too far to the left or too far to the right. It never slows down right there in the middle where most of us live. And that's the problem with an unrepresentative government. All right, I'm going to go to your calls, but I also want to ask you about something, because I heard about this earlier this morning, and I didn't hear about it from one or two or three people. Probably had emailed, and that to me is more than a common thread. People are saying that during the census taking, you know, normally they come up and you answer the door, yeah, how many people live in the house, and they jot it down, okay, thank you very much, and they walk away. That's not happening this year. This year, they're coming and plugging in GPS coordinates with your front door. I'll give you this. Just heard a caller, GPS coordinates on a front door. We live in unincorporated, it's an area of Southern California, and had a census taker come onto our property to our front door, did the same thing. They were punching in GPS coordinates about 2 weeks ago. He had to walk approximately 75 feet from the street to the front door. He was taking his GPS reading when my wife saw him, asked who he was and what he was doing. He then responded that he was from the U.S. Census Bureau, plugging in the GPS coordinates. My wife asked him to leave immediately, and he did. And I got the same thing over and over and over again. I have not seen that yet. Why on earth would they need the GPS coordinates and ask all these extensive questions if they're the Census Bureau? Somebody called up and said, well, maybe if your house burns down in a natural disaster, they can find out if it's not there anymore. Well, they can do that at the tax records. They can go to the tax rolls and figure that out, right? So why would they need the GPS coordinates of your front door? It doesn't make sense. All right, Florida, Connie, thanks for waiting. This is Rick Roberts sitting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. How you doing, Connie?
I'm doing all right. I'm on my way to work, and I can't believe I got through. No, you know, like, I'm older. I'm 59, and I was never into politics to begin with, but then when this Obama deal started or whatever, my husband, he's into politics, and he's into watching everything there is to possibly watch or whatever, and he told me a year ago what was coming, you know, and it's like,
I didn't believe him, and now seeing everything unfold before my eyes or whatever. And the other thing, too, is my husband ended up working for the government for about 20 years. He bought the ammunition and destroyed ammunition for the government. And after about, I'd say, 15 years of doing it, he threw his hands up in the air and he had had enough of the bureaucracy and the politics and the waste, and he gave it up. But anyhow, this is the first time that I can ever remember of a president being on television every day, sometimes twice a day, running his mouth.
I thought one of the cable channels gave him his own show, because every time I turn on television, he's there. You're right. You're right. But, you know, he's the Elvis Presley president, I guess. We're laughing. We're enjoying some humor here. But do you realize what a dangerous time, and Michael says it all the time, do you realize what a dangerous time this is in this nation's history?
Yes, I do, because if you take someone that's not educated or someone that's looking for something to believe in because things are bad for them, if you tell someone something over and over and over again, sooner or later they're going to believe it even though it's not true. And this is what's going on with this guy. You know, he's trying to convince everybody that he's going to make a change. Everything's going to be great and grand. But, you know, like, things are going down the tube so quick.
I know exactly what you're saying. But what happens is you've got a constituency that's been dumbed down for a generation or two by the government indoctrination centers, formerly known as the public education system. If there is a hope or a prayer that your child can read and write, and more importantly, think for themselves, think critically, analyze, it's going to be through a homeschool, a charter school, a private school. And this is nothing against public education teachers. I know many of you studied very hard to share that knowledge and to teach young people. It's not about you. It's the fact that everything is being called by the United States government through a bureaucracy and administrators that don't care about educating children. They're more concerned with creating one of the most powerful lobbying groups in American history, known as the Teachers Union. But that's another story altogether. But you have to look at this and say, wait a minute, the numbers don't add up. You know, the idiot that oh, my God, it's such a wonderful day. I'm talking to Barack Obama. You remember that guy, don't you? The nut that worked at McDonald's, and he only works there because he can't find another job. And, you know, please, is there some way, Barack Obama, some way, as my president, you can make me flipping burgers have a head of household wage? I mean, basically he was saying, I need a head of household wage for working at McDonald's. That used to be a transition job. No. And the woman, give me a sink, give me a disposal, give me this, give me that. It's all gimme, gimme, gimme. But that's how people get elected, isn't it? Historically, that's how they get elected. I appreciate the call. Have a good day at work, North Carolina. Vinny, thanks for waiting. How you doing, Vinny?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks.
You know, it's an awful shame that the year we're in, and as far technologically advanced as we are, it's unfortunate that the people in this country, the United States, and the American citizens, do they actually believe that there's some type of separate platform that they're on, that we're not all in this together? And I wanted to remark on your friend Bob that called in, and he spoke to you about the false pretenses this president is leading us on.
Right.
If you look at his articulating, his panache, the suits he wears, he's the perfect poster boy for perfect. But if you look at his associations, as we all know, from Bill Ayers down to his preacher, everything he's associated himself with, the one of the largest politically corrupt cities, Chicago, I mean, it's all an intertwining battle. But I got into a small spat with a guy who said, well, he's so intelligent. I think he's immensely book intelligent. But the sad part is he's not worldly enough and experience the physical hands-on of the world.
No, I think there's a lot to be said for that, Vinny, and that's one of the platforms of argument for term limits. Did you know I just took part in a stereotyping on live radio on Michael's show? A guy named Vinny, the first thing I do is, how you doing? Why is it? I didn't mean to do that, Vinny, forgive me. Vinny, how you doing? But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely 100% on the mark without qualification. You know, they trot out these suits, whether it's Obama, you know, it's been any number of people. They have not lived the life that you're living. They have not lived outside of that that privileged bubble, if you will. My God, look at the Clintons. I don't even think they ever had a mortgage, did they, until after he was out of the White House? They can't relate to what you do. But it doesn't matter. In their particular world, they are manifest destiny. They are there to lead the minions. They are there to lead the unwashed masses to a better place in life. And see, that's just not the way the world works. It just doesn't. This country is a free country, or it has been up to this point. We're a nation of laws, but we're a free country. You are free to do whatever you want, live whatever lifestyle, raise a family, don't raise a family, go into business, work for somebody. It's a free country. There is not one formula for everyone when it comes to governing, but there is one formula for keeping a nation free. Protect its sovereignty, protect its borders, protect it from those that would come to take from you the very fabric that is your country. That's a formula that always works. You can ask your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. Many fought and died for it. All right, I'll be back. I'll take your calls. 1-800-449-8255. This is Rick Roberts, setting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Savage. This is Rick Roberts, setting in for Michael Savage. You are on the Savage Nation. Michael, thank you for the opportunity once again. Always a pleasure. I want to remind you about michaelsavage.com and the toll-free number, 1-800-449-TALK, 1-800-449-8255. Well, I've heard from a lot of right-wing extremists. Don't you love the way the lamestream media is just playing this six ways to Sunday? I mean, they truly, and forgive me for the Southern colloquialism, but it just drives me nuts. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Obama, that doesn't make sense. Well, if you want to have a serious conversation, remember the way he dissed the Tea Party folks? I mean, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of Hispanics can take to the streets on the day without Latinos. No, one word. It's all positive coverage, waving Mexican flags and so on and so forth. And I'm not being derogatory towards that. I'm just using this as an example. The Million Man March. You know, hundreds of thousands of African Americans marching on Washington, all favorable coverage. A bunch of white guys go out with tea bags to protest. And by the way, not just white guys. There were Hispanics. They pay taxes, too. There were black guys. They pay taxes, too. There were men. There were women. They were short. They were tall. They were all people. And they had their tea bags, right? And they're going out for one day to protest this ridiculous taxation and this ridiculous spending, giving our grandkids a debt that they'll have to service. And what does Barack Obama say? He says something akin to, yeah, I saw on some of those channels that don't like me very much, all the folks waving the tea bags. You know, I'm willing to have a serious discussion, implying that it's not a serious protest. You know, forgive me. Forgive me. I feel like I'm going through a dream sequence in my mind. It wasn't that long ago. Who was it? Someone told me I had the right to debate and disagree.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I'm going to have to get some tissue because my ears are bleeding now. But that was it. Now, was that just for the liberals or does that transfer to the conservatives as well? Democrat versus, I knew I'd heard it someplace, San Francisco, David. David, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to comment earlier on the previous segment. You had mentioned about the Census Bureau, and they were punching in some GPS coordinates.
Yes, at the front door of each house, and I probably have a couple hundred email just based on one guy telling me about it, and everybody is saying the same thing, David. The Census Bureau person comes to their front door and punches in GPS coordinates at the front door. What's the purpose in that?
Well, what I was thinking was, because I'm in the military right now, and I'm also doing research in computer science, and what immediately came into my mind was that it's an easy way of inputting people into a database and to doing a search for individuals in a database. You know, you don't have to look up or you don't have to do a search based on some weird address, like, you know, with a long street name and a,
sure.
with a sentence. You just have 12 digits or whatever the Latin long is. Everybody's got the same standard amount of digits, and it makes things a lot easier.
Well, what does it specifically make easier, and for whom?
It would make the searching of a, let's say they wanted to, they had an individual that they wanted to look up. It makes it easier in the sense that you don't have to store as much information on a particular database.
Okay, well, you're in the military and you're in the business of this type of thing. I got to be honest with you, David. I don't feel all that comfortable with it.
Yeah, no, that is awkward.
I appreciate a certain amount of anonymity. You know, obviously, you pay property taxes and you have things that you have to do, and a certain amount of information is out there. I don't know that I want the government having a GPS coordinate to my front doorstep. I'm not a conspiracy nut. I don't think black helicopters are hovering around just above cloud cover spying on my every move. I'm not that interesting. But I don't know that I'm all that comfortable with something like this.
No, absolutely. And that's why I called in, because I think that, you know, we should probably examine this a little bit more. I don't know why the government would want to have a database of everybody's GPS coordinates. I think that's strange.
Well, how about this? How about the government get a database of all the military dependent children that need medical services? Let them focus in on that. When they get that squared away, then they can go about the business of building a database on every man, woman, and child in the world, I guess. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I never have been. But then again, you're not being paranoid if somebody's really after you, are you? All right, we'll come back. We'll take more of your calls. This is Rick Roberts sitting in for Michael Savage, and you're on The Savage Nation. This is Rick Roberts setting in for Michael Savage, and Michael, always a pleasure to be in the Savage Nation. 1-800-449-8255. 1-800-449-8255. I mentioned this earlier, and I promised I'd get to it before we finished up. The text of HJ Resolution 5. Now, while all of us are worried about Air Force One buzzing the New York skyline, I still haven't got that figured out. That's just the height of arrogance, if they really thought they could do that. The swine flu or Mexican flu or whatever flu it is du jour, the H1N1, whatever it is, H1N1 or whatever the politically correct term is. While all of this is going on, something, you know, I hear a common thread of complaints, which is, I didn't even know this was up for a vote. I didn't know about this until after the fact. Well, that's the way they want it. H.J. Resolution 5, 111th Congress, first session, H.J. Resolution 5. Now listen carefully. Proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to repeal the 22nd Article of Amendment, thereby removing the limitation on the number of terms an individual may serve as president. In the House of Representatives, Mr. Jose Serrano, Democrat, New York, introduced the following joint resolution, which was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. Joint resolution proposing the amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Resolved by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the House of the United States of America in Congress, 2/3 each House concurring therein. Has no co-sponsor yet. It's one of those nifty little bills that you never hear about until after the fact, that is tabled just off to the side, waiting for the opportune moment to be trotted in. In the perfect storm of vote getting on the congressional floor, this is what is waiting. And this is what you need to know. You know, the lamestream media outlets need to say, okay, let's tell you today what was tabled by your government. So you can keep track of it, and as soon as it rears its ugly head, you can jump on it, because after all, it is, or it's supposed to be, your government. Now think about this for a second. I think FDR was the only president in history to serve three terms. They wanted George Washington to, and he said no. Thomas Jefferson, very popular, they wanted him to run more than two terms. He said no as well, following Washington's lead. I'm not so sure a Barack Obama-style president would be as gracious to the American people as to say, you know what, familiarity does breed discontent, to use an old line, and I don't believe that it's good for the American people or anyone governing the American people to get too comfortable, if you know what I'm saying. I want you to remember that. Remember that bill, H.J. Resolution 5. And every chance you get to have your voice heard, whether it's here on the Savage Nation or wherever it happens to be with your coworkers or anything else, keep it top of mind. Because if that ever happens, you know, most of us are pushing for term limits. This is working directly opposite the will of the people. Let's go to Dave. Dave in San Diego. Dave, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, my comment is this. You know, I've been listening to a lot of the different rhetoric from both sides, and there's a lot of people, as you know, in San Diego. There's thousands of American citizens that work here. So what do you suggest we do with those folks that have bills to pay and everything in Tijuana that are American citizens, not sick, and actually work in San Diego here?
Well, when I say close the border, I don't mean put armed guards at every port of entry. What I mean is check for non-essential travel. And those people that have an interest in, whether it's Tijuana, living in Tijuana and working in San Diego or vice versa, if they're legal, number one, they get health screened when they pass. You know, I'm not saying you can't feed your family, and I'm not saying the shipment of vaccine can't go through. What I'm saying is it doesn't make good common sense to leave the border of a country open when you know the epidemic is coming from that country. You know, that barn door analogy that President Obama used was just ridiculous. I mean, what if the barn's full of horses? One got out, shut the gate. Now you only have to go find one, not 20. I mean, it's just common sense, Dave.
Well, that is true, and that, you know, your statement just now makes a lot of sense, and I agree with that. With all of our technology, we should be able to screen a little bit better. But you know what I've been hearing, especially from Michael, is just close the border down completely. And I've heard from a few other talk shows, close the border down completely, seal it off, put National Guard on the border, and it doesn't. You know, it's a knee jerk reaction. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, what makes sense if you have an epidemic, and Michael, if I'm not mistaken, is Michael not an epidemiologist? I think he is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. So he knows volumes more than I will ever know about this. But from a common sense perspective, if you have an epidemic coming from one particular geographic area, then you try to contain that area to the best of your ability. You know, in simply citing, well, people have already left the area, so there's, you know, it's too late now. No. Go ahead and contain it, and then it makes the job of trying to track the other people much smaller than just letting people go willy-nilly day in, day out. So, yes, perhaps we do need armed people at the border to keep illegals from coming over. That wouldn't be a bad thing to have 365 days a year. But in this particular case, I think we're obliged to do something like that for Americans that aren't sick yet. And no, when he says, you know, shut the border down, I mean, if somebody's got a life-saving surgery or if their vaccines are going, I mean, that's a given. What I don't understand is why this Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security or Insecurity Director, says, no, we don't need to do that. Well, why not? I mean, she won't tell you why not, Dave. I mean, have we got a handle on this? If we do, tell me. Evidently, we don't, because we went from level 4 to level 5, according to the World Health Organization, and there's only 6 to go. There's no higher level than that. So that tells me if we're moving towards 6, we don't have a handle on it. So we should do everything we possibly can to protect the American people, and that includes Hispanics and Blacks and Asians and everybody else. I actually heard this morning, I was talking with a a councilwoman in Houston that said, you know, we got to get a hold of the border. Well, now here you go with that illegal immigration talk again. Well, yeah, one of the symptoms of this pandemic could be illegal immigration. I mean, if legal people are getting sick, I'm pretty sure illegal people get sick too, except we've got no way to track them. Yes, I think we should close the border. I mean, realistically, close the border. North Carolina, Doug, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. How you doing, Doug?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Very well.
I just got done working this census project where they've taken the GPS of all the houses in our area.
Are you a census worker?
I was a temporary census worker, yes.
Okay, all right.
And when we first were training on how to get these GPSs, I said, how come we need to do this? Something's not right about taking a GPS of every front porch. And their first answer was, because we told you to. And I said, well, that's not going to wash. That's not going to work.
Now, see, Doug, that's about the time I would have been sideways with someone.
And I was getting there. And then they said, well, it's just part of the enumeration process. And I said, up. Enumeration means to count, not to GPS locate.
Right.
And finally they said that they needed the GPS location so that if the person did not respond to the packet in the mail, they knew where to find them.
Are you kidding me?
God's honest truth.
Okay. I'm putting people on notice. If you're a Census Bureau and you're coming to my house, no, you can't GPS on my front porch. It's my property. You can't do it. All right? Besides that, the dogs would probably get you first anyway. But that's I don't understand this, Doug. I mean, you were doing it. What were people saying? They were probably upset.
Most people, if they found out you were there, were quite upset.
And what did you tell them? You had to be asked by someone or several people, why are you doing this, and what would you say?
I told them that I apologize. I understand that it's not what you're used to. This is the number to our local office if you have any further questions. But as long as you answer your packet and send it back in by April 1st of next year, no one will come back and bother you.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm telling you right now, you know, there have been a lot of rumors. You've heard Michael talk about it, about Barack Obama's administration wanting to manipulate the census, wanting to get involved with redistricting. I'm telling you, this has got to be part of it, Doug. This has got to be part of it. And, you know, again, I'm not one of these conspiracy nuts. I never have been. But, man, it's not a conspiracy if every time you turn around, there's some government worker with a big smile on their face and a GPS unit. Something about this just doesn't make sense. I appreciate the call very, very much. Let's go to Tom, Hartford, Connecticut. Tom, thanks for waiting. You're in the Savage Nation.
Godspeed, Michael's recovery, you know?
You bet.
I've been in aviation for over 40 years. I'm retired now. But, you know, it doesn't make any difference if you get on an airplane now or a month from now. What happens is to the air filtration system in an airplane, you have packs and air cycle machines and so on and so forth. But all the parts are changed on a time item basis. So if the filters aren't due to be changed, they're going to be in there for until the time comes up when they're supposed to be changed. So if you're not going to change all the filters in all the airplanes in the world right now, it just isn't going to happen. See the point?
So no, I do. I'm a private pilot. I'm not jet rated, and I have friends that are jet rated. I have friends that own flight schools, and they train commercial pilots. And we've talked at length about this. And I've got to tell you, I will not be flying anytime soon until this wave of flu, whatever it is, it may be nothing. And then you can call up and say, hey, Rick, see, you know, you knee jerk, you weak sister, you alarmist. You know, I'll take that. But I don't feel like getting sick. And I'll be honest with you, Tom, I'm on a commercial flight 2, 3, 4 times a month, and I never, ever get sick unless I fly.
I think the thing to do is to wear a mask. I would do that. You can buy masks at the drugstore, at Sears, even painter's masks and things like that. But they're not going to change all the filters just because of this occurrence.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. I hadn't even thought about that. I'm glad you brought that up because he's right. I mean, aircraft, especially commercial aircraft, well, all aircraft have scheduled maintenance and scheduled part replacement, scheduled part inspection. He's absolutely right. And Biden was right in what he said, even though almost immediately Napolitano, Barack Obama, and everybody they could grab a hold of came out and said, oh, it's just another Biden faux pas. No, it's not. It's the truth. It's the truth. If I don't have to fly, I mean, God forbid, from my mouth to his ear, that I wouldn't have an emergency where I'd have to get someplace, because that would mean somebody was probably ill. There's no need for me to fly. I'm not doing it. I don't need to do it. So I'm not going to take that chance. And you can calculate the odds for yourself and your family and your loved ones, excuse me, and do whatever you want. For me, I'm with Biden on this one, and I don't even like the guy at all. James, Sacramento. James, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Sure. Hi, Rick. I grew up in a dictatorship country, and I want to mention to you regarding the reason why Obama is on TV all the time. And that is, if you look at communists or dictatorship countries, you will find whoever the leader is morning, noon, and night, they are on TV. Until the people, even generations, they only associate leadership with that person.
They're desensitized, is what you're saying.
Yes, and the and after a while, you see, that's why you see huge statues of the dictators everywhere you turn. And this is exactly what this administration is doing.
What country do you come from, James?
It was in Middle Eastern country.
In a Middle Eastern country. You're even afraid to tell me where you're from.
I would rather not, yes.
Because what they did all the time you grew up still has a lasting effect on you now, doesn't it?
You see it. Yeah, you see that everywhere, and the American people should know that. And also, I just heard you say that Congress is passing no limits on terms.
No. I said there's a bill that's been introduced, and they're waiting for the appropriate time to bring it out.
They are trying to do it. The switching the country to a dictatorship or communist or socialist is well underway. And you already see his pictures on currency, and you are going to see more. And the American people will be well advised to be aware of this, because this is exactly what dictatorship countries do.
James, I appreciate the call, and I find it very interesting that even now, as an American citizen, you're even reluctant to. This is not a. I'm not being derogatory toward James. I have friends that have come from Iraq that have been in the military. Actually, there were several phases of military there, depending on how close you were to the dictator. And still, to this day, when they talk here in America, in California or Texas, wherever it happens to be, they sort of, their voice kind of goes down, and their eyes kind of go down, and they get a little sort of a closed off body posturing. Well, that comes from years and years and years and years and years and years and years of living under a dictator. Not a benevolent dictator, but a dictator that, at his whim, people disappear. You can't discuss politics. You can't discuss leadership. You can't do it. And if you don't think that's a reality, then go talk to some of these people, and you'll see it immediately. You'll see it immediately. James, I appreciate the call very, very much. This is Rick Roberts, setting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Savage. This is Rick Roberts, setting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Michael, thank you for the opportunity once again. Toll-free everywhere, 1-800-449-TALK, 1-800-449-8255. I want to remind you once again, michaelsavage.com. You get some time, sit down with a beverage, and plan to spend some time there. You will not be disappointed. Let's go to New York. Joe, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for taking my call. My comment is on the Mexican swine flu, and my thoughts on it are this. I believe that maybe the government wants this to happen, and my thinking follows along these lines. If there are enough Americans that become ill and need health care, well, what's the next move? Socialized medicine? You follow my point?
We don't have time to read the plan. Just push it through. Just sign it, make these people well. We don't have time. Does that sound familiar? We don't have time to read it. We don't have time to go line by line. Just sign off.
That's exactly right. And that's sort of like, you know, where I'm thinking along the lines that I'm thinking. And why? I mean, that's a possibility. Don't you think so?
I do, Joe. You know, nothing, again, this presidency has really put me between a rock and a hard place because I don't want to be a conspiracy nut. You know what I mean, Joe? But nothing surprises me coming out of this White House. He says one thing, and then even in the same day, his actions are diametrically opposed to what he just said. So I don't know. Yes, it could be a scenario. If enough people get sick, and the emergency rooms are overwhelmed, and, you know, God forbid, and I mean that sincerely, God forbid, I mean whether it's Mexico, United States, any one of the, what, 8 or 9 countries now that have confirmed cases, we don't want to lose anybody. But by the same token, you know, this guy gives the bum's rush to everything. You know, $750 billion, I don't know, give me 5 minutes to look at it before we sign off. The stimulus bill, the pork bill, pork bill, swine bill. Everything with this guy is like, hurry up and get it done, and then we'll take care of the details. That's not the way I live my life, Joe, and I'm pretty sure you don't either.
And that's what's scary about this whole thing. You know, we've had, there were immigrants that came into this country, my grandparents, your grandparents, they went through Ellis Island. They went through all kinds of health screening processes before they were allowed into the country. So what the heck is the problem?
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen any of the documentaries on Ellis Island. I know that Michael has talked about it several times. But you talk about health screening. Oh, my Lord. It was unbelievable how these people were almost abused in their health screening process. And today, we can't even, you know, put somebody... You know, I found this out later in the day today. You know, the Border Patrol has orders not to wear masks because it may panic people. Yeah, and the Border Patrol Union is trying to get their union representatives to say, hey, we want to wear masks. This is Rick Roberts, sitting in for Michael Savage. You're on Savage. The Savage Nation.